The sales tax holiday was included in a comprehensive economic development bill that contains dozens of programs and incentives designed to create jobs. State Senator Gail Kandaris of Wilbraham, who helped write the bill, acknowledges there's scant evidence the sales tax holiday does much to grow the Massachusetts economy.
But it's a very popular event every single year. People love to, see the government go without its taxes.
During the 2 days, August 16th and 17th, the 6.25% sales tax will be waived for purchases less than $2,500. Exceptions include motor vehicles, boats, tobacco, and food. Critics of the sales tax holiday say it costs the state $20 to $25 million in lost revenue. Jeff Shafrida, president of the Greater Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, said the sales tax-free shopping results in more working hours for retail employees and drives more discretionary spending.
The state is running a small surplus, and I think that's a little bit, if you will, of a gift back to those that have paid part of that surplus by allowing us to shop tax-free for a weekend.
Stores began advertising the sales tax-free weekend even before the legislature voted to set the dates. The first sales tax-free shopping in Massachusetts started as a one-day event in 2004. There has been a sales tax-free shopping weekend in each of the last 9 years, except 2009, when the state was grappling with recession-driven budget cuts. That was also the year the legislature raised the sales tax to 6.25% from 5%. 18 states have annual sales tax-free shopping days, but Massachusetts is the only one where it is not set permanently by statute, according to John Hurst, head of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts.
We get it. There are some in the legislature that would prefer that it become a question and review it each year. And from our perspective, we're far better with that scenario than to not have a sales tax holiday.
Hurst said it's estimated retailers do $500 million in sales during the 2 days the sales tax is waived.
For some stores, it can be as much as 10% of their overall sales attributable to the sales tax holiday.
Hurst said the sales tax holiday weekend can also help local merchants recover sales that would otherwise go to New Hampshire, which has no sales tax, or to shopping sites on the Internet that do not collect the Massachusetts sales tax.
And frankly, there are a lot of tax-sensitive consumers out there today that will indeed either purchase through their internet options or go to New Hampshire in order to save that 6.25% sales tax.
The Retailers Association did a study last year that estimated Massachusetts was losing $400 million in sales tax revenue annually to internet sales. Merchants are not required to collect the state sales tax unless their business has a physical presence in the state. Massachusetts and Amazon struck a deal that had the largest online retailer start collecting the state sales tax on purchases starting late last year. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.